We're taking Quartet Music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
He been good to me, kept me out of danger when danger was around me.
If I
couldn't say one word, if I couldn't say one word. If I can say talking about me. He been good, good to me. I just can't forget what he did at Calvary. Couldn't say couldn't have done what you did when you went to Calvary. You shed your blood. You shed it for me. That's why I'm standing here on your word. I know your word will forever stand.
If I
couldn't say one word, yeah, to me, Jesus, helped me a long time, and you're still keeping me now. I want to thank you because you've been good to me, Lord. You've been good to me, Lord. A lot of times, that's all we can do is just
wave.
I remember back in 1995. I like to lost my mama, but ain't God good, y'all? Ain't God good, y'all? They thought my mama was dead, but mama wasn't dead. My uncle called me on the phone. He said, "Now, Pastor, your mama doing just fine. See, I ain't nothing but a mama's boy. I love my mama. My mama been good to me. See, I can't talk about none of y'all out there, but my mama been good to me. The doctor said my mama gonna have to stay in a wheelchair for 6 long months. But my mama rose up out of that wheelchair in only 3 months. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Ain't God good? When he woke me up this morning, all I did was wave my hand. When he put food on my table, all I did was wave my hand. When he put a roof over my head, all I got to do is that.
Found Jesus,
my hope.
Could have left me all alone. But when I'm in trouble, I pick up the phone. Everything I could, but my mama knew I was up to no good. But still, my mama sure enough loved me. My mama loved me, yes she did. She could have left me all alone, but when I'm in trouble, I pick up the phone, yeah, my
mother,
I gotta call mama, because she's always there.
Mother,
one who cares,
one who cares,
I know for myself,
and I
want to thank you, Jesus,
for
mama,
mother.
I want to say it one more time.
Tell the world.
up and I thank God, I thank you, Jesus, for my mama. Oh, Lord. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to thank you, Lord. Yes, I do. For yeah. Mama may have only prayed, but I still want to thank you for mama. Mama's steps may have got a little sharp, but I still want to thank you for my mama. Yes, I do. Yes, I do, yeah. Mama's sight may have got a little dim, but I still thank God for mama. Some of y'all listening to this song may have a good mama like me. You ought to thank God for mama. Every day of your life, you ought to thank God for mama. For mama. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Since you talk to your mama, yeah. But if you haven't talked to mama in a long time, if I were you, I'll tell you what I'll do. I get on the phone and dial mama. And when you get mama on the phone, you ought to tell mama with a loud voice, mama, mama, I love your mama. I love your mama. I love your mama. I love your mama. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I was hard-headed, but I still thank you, mama. You never left me alone. You always stood by my side, mama. I want to thank you for mama. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. If the mama going on to be with God, don't worry about mama. She's in the arms of Jesus. Yes, she is. And I believe Jesus. I love mama every night and day. So look down on us children now. Don't worry about mama, she's alright.
Oh, I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problems, but it was already done. He cares, cares for me.
Welcome to the Lincoln Park Holiness Church NFI radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe.
Outside of giving God some praise and worship that we have come, we are celebrating our choir's 49th anniversary as an organization. Now we have a plethora of churches in, right here in this Raleigh community that couldn't make it 10 years. And we have a body and a ministry that has made it 49 long years. Let's give God some praise. Amen. Amen. This choir has been around long enough to get to keep folks in church, and the choir's been around long enough, and I know he don't mind saying it, that motorcycle riding deacon that we had, his wife was around this choir so much he had to come to church and see if somebody was messing with his woman. And as a result, we have the chairman of our deacon board. Amen? Amen, amen. So if y'all didn't do nothing, y'all got that soul seeker off that Harley and into the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen, amen. Amen. We give an honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his person in our life, to our illustrious overseeing pastor, Pastor William Eli Ratcliffe, to the deacon board, to the ministerial saints and friends, to my lovely wife, Evangelist Selena Hunter. We would like to thank you all for coming out today, and we would like to give a hearty thank you to one of our means of reaching the people outside of the walls, and that is the Right Reverend himself, Reverend Thurlin Kearney, and the NFI Network, for allowing us to partner with him to reach the masses. And as always, for those that may be looking at our YouTube throughout the week, we thank you for tuning in. Without further ado, those of you that have your Bibles, I will be in the 50th chapter of Genesis. We'll be reading verses 20 and 21. Genesis 50, verses 20 and 21. Genesis 50, verses 20 and 21. Amen. And the Bible, King James Version, reads this: "But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones." And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. Amen, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it was just a setup. It was just a setup. It was just a setup. The Eli Ratcliffe Singers have chosen the theme for this year's anniversary as surviving the change. if we are going to be honest, change is something that we all have to deal with in certain ways in our life. Change is not something easily dealt with at times, because change, if we're going to be honest, we are all creatures of habit. We like the same things. We like to eat the same places. Doing new things always brings about a certain level of anxiety. And the greatest level of anxiety with change is when you have to deal with change that you did not control. See, sometimes when you get yourself in certain positions, you can deal with whatever you had to deal with. But sometimes when somebody does something to you or something around you happens and it has to change you, you got a problem with that. Because, you know, as I, like some of you, some of these young people don't understand, everybody dreamed of that day when you had your own house and you could do your own thing and didn't have to follow nobody else's rules. We all look for that day where we can be free. But something happened around March 2022. Something happened where the whole world had to deal with the same change. It didn't matter whether you were Indonesia, China, Africa, Europe, United States of America, Canada, everybody had to go through a little bit of change. And the change happened where all our free, big and bad selves had to go follow somebody else's rules. They had to tell us when we could go shopping. They told us how much things were going to cost. They told us we had to wear masks in the grocery store. They told us to stay at home. They told us to do all these things. And guess what? I, like some of you, had a problem with that. See, it's remarkable what you don't do when you got the freedom to do, but soon as somebody tell you you can't do it, you got a problem. I didn't like going to the mall all that much, but when they told me I couldn't go, I had a problem with that. I wasn't one that wanted to go certain places, but soon as the law said I couldn't do that, I had a problem. I had a problem. Some of us, you know, it struck as remarkable. You know, before the pandemic, taking a Sunday off wasn't no big deal. But as soon as they say you can't come to church, oh, how you miss the worship. So that change was a very difficult thing. But the difficult thing about that change is the change didn't come by our actions. The change came from something else. So I would like to examine this scripture about a man named Joseph who went through a whole bunch of changes. Joseph went through a whole bunch of changes for a whole bunch of reasons. But Joseph said right here in this 20th verse, a statement that he made, a statement to his brothers that has become a mantra for all the Christian movement all over the world. Joseph made a statement that was profound, and I would like to examine the statement just for a little while. And y'all know, if you know me, I only got about 3 good points from this scripture. So if you would stay with me for about a good 8 more minutes, I think I can be able to explain this thing the way it is. My first point was that you have to remember, when change comes, God has a way. See, the Bible says that his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts, and they are as far from the earth as it is to heaven. See, Joseph was shown a sign when he was a little boy, and he had a big mouth, so he told everybody what God showed him. He had a sign when he was a little boy, said, look, y'all big rusty brothers of mine, y'all gonna bow down to me one day. And he had a vision, but guess what? Joseph didn't understand. He knew the end of the story, but he didn't know the journey of the story. See, sometimes we get into situations and we call ourselves conquerors. We say, I'm abundantly blessed. God is going to put me in a place. We get prophecy. But guess what? Sometimes the prophecy don't tell you the journey to where you got to go. I imagine if Joseph was sitting there and the prophecy came that his brothers were going to bow down, if he hadn't know he was going to be sold into slavery, if he hadn't know he was going to jail, if he hadn't know people were going to lie on him, if he hadn't know he had to be sleep outside, if he hadn't know his friends would turn his back on him, I guarantee you he wouldn't have been bragging about his prophecy. See, so many times we get into situations and we always looking at the end result, but we don't pay attention to the journey. We have to understand that God has a way. See, some years ago I was a chess player, and I want you to know that God is the ultimate chess player. See, God, and when you're playing chess, it ain't about one move at a time like checkers. In chess, you got to be able to watch the whole board. You got to be able to watch your left and you're right. We have to understand that God has a way. Sometimes God has to put us in positions to lose to win again. See, in chess, it's called a setup. I might lose my pawn just to get your queen. I might sacrifice my rook just to get your bishop. I'm not worried about what I lost. I'm focusing on what I got to gain. And so many times, don't get so caught up in your situation that you forget God got away. Yeah, I know they messing with you on your job, but God's got a way. I know it don't seem like it's going to work out for you in the end, but God's got a way. So remember, things in life are always going to happen in this journey. But listen to your neighbor, say, neighbor, God's got a way. My second point is, don't let your fire go out. See, through it all that Joseph went through, he had a constant relationship with God. When Joseph found himself in the pit, he found himself talking to God. When Joseph got to the palace and got kicked out because the woman got jealous of him, guess what he did? He had a talk with God. Now, I'm going to sit here and tell you there's two ways that you can build your relationship with God, and that's through prayer and praise. Prayer is the communication that you have with God on a personal level, and praise is how you invite him into your situation. So many times we get involved in things and things start coming against us and we forget to pray and we forget to have praise. You have to understand that you can't let your praise fire go out because your circumstances are what they are. You have to understand that praise should always be your response. I don't care what comes, praise has to be your response. Why do you say praise has to be your response? Because my Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. So many times you want God to show up, but you can't say hallelujah. So many times you want God to move, and you have no glory. Sometimes you want God to move, and you can't even wave your hand. You can't let your fire go out. You have to let that fire keep warm. It's Sunday. And one of the Sunday afternoon shows, I like to watch. It comes on the Discovery Channel, I think. It's called, that show called Naked and Afraid. And that show is always built around don't let the fire go out. Soon as them judges start that fire, their number one job is don't let the fire go out.
That's right, yeah.
Because when the fire is burning, it keeps the insects away. When the fire is burning, all the animals know not to come to that. When the fire is burning and it gets cold at night, you got a warm place to lay your head. When the fire is burning, you can boil water and get sustenance. When the fire is burning, you can catch a fish and fry it. When the fire is burning, it gives you everything you need to survive. So how in the world do you think you can survive without your praise? Let me put this out here. Your praise has nothing to do with the atmosphere. Your praise is personal between you and God. I am sorry to bust your bubble. I don't care if don't nobody else praise. I wish I had about five people that said, God has been too good to me to let what the organ, what the preacher, what anybody says influence my praise. My praise has to be one of those things like the push start. All I got to do is put my foot on the brake and press the button. I believe the old church said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. It's so amazing how much we got on our minds, but nothing on our minds go to praise. It's amazing how much we can get on the phone and talk about our problems, but none of them come out in the praise. It's amazing how much we can complain on a day-to-day basis, but none of it ends out in praise. I know you have been through some things. I know you have gone some places. I know some things have happened to you, but because you still are right here, you can have enough sense to say it could have been the other way. I give God. Some praise. I believe it's our pastor's good friend, Pastor Richardson. And I like that he said, I might not have a whole bunch of money in my pocket, but as long as I got some money in my pocket, I can still give God some praise. We have to understand that praise invites God into your situation. Don't complain, but praise. Praise puts God in the midst of whatever's going on with you. You know, the old church had simple things, but they had complex reasons. I believe the old church said, when you hum, the devil don't know what you're talking about. If you put some praise in your life, things work out, y'all. Give me a second so I can get my third point out. And my third point is just, look at your neighbor's neighbor. It was all just a setup. See, Joseph, having an unfounded belief in the vision that God gave him a perspective of his life when he looked back over it. See, at this time, when we were in the scripture, Joseph's father had passed. So what was happening in this passing of Joseph's father, what was going on was his brother said, we're in trouble now. The one man that was stopping Joseph from getting paid back is now gone. The one man that was stopping our baby brother from going upside our head is now gone. We got to come up with a plan to let him know we are really sorry. And so they came to Joseph, let me set the scene, and they said, well, we gonna beg. I believe it was TLC said, I ain't too proud to beg. Them boys came down and said, I ain't too proud to beg. The Bible says they fell at Joseph's feet. The Bible says they fell at his feet. And they said, oh, brother, we know we messed up, but I want you to have mercy on us. Don't kill us, just make us slaves. They were willing to have a punishment to get out of the retribution that they felt like they deserved. But I'm so glad Joseph understood the setup. The Bible says that Joseph looked at him, and he looked back over his life. He said, it wasn't fun being in the pit. No, it wasn't fun going to jail. No, it wasn't fun being away from my daddy. But this was all a setup. Because when I looked over my life and I saw where I am now, every step led me to this place. Sometimes you can't focus on what you lost in the pandemic. Some of us lost some jobs. Some of us lost some money. Some of us even lost some family members. And the world said you should have lost your ever-loving mind. The things that you held dear to you vanished and went away. And some of you said it should have been over. The one I used to call in the midnight hour ain't picking up the phone no more. The one that I used to rely on is not there no more. But God said it was just a setup, because he had to get you to a place where you understood power. He had to get you to a place where you understood power. What are you saying, preacher? If losing mama didn't take me out, devil, you in trouble now. Because I understand power. If losing loved ones didn't take me out, devil, you in trouble now. Because now I understand power. Trump, I got to get out of here. My minutes are almost up. But I wish I had about four people can say after 2020, God was setting me up for something more special. God was setting me up for a victory that I can't explain. God was setting me up for power. If you think I was anointed then, you better see me now. If you think I had a song then, you better see me now. If you think I can pray then, you better hear me pray now. Because I was set up. I've been set up. I've been set up by a God that understood my end before my beginning. I've been set up by a God that understood what I'm going through. It's small compared to where I'm going. So, God, I see what you're doing. God, I see where you're going. God, I see where you're pushing me to. And for right now, you ought to sing and get happy. Because the Eli Ratner singers sing a song that says, you don't know my story. You don't know the things that I've been through. You can't feel my pain. What I had to go through. Get here. You'll never understand my praise. Don't try to figure it out. Cause my worship is for real. I wish I had about two more people to get up out your seats and say, I worship for the setup. I worship because I wasn't supposed to be here. I wasn't supposed to make it. But thanks be to God. Woo! Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. So, I got to get out of here now. My time is up. But I wish somebody with some good legs to help Deacon Cameron out right now. Because he's pushing that stick. And I imagine Deacon Cameron wants to run right now. I imagine Deacon Cameron wants to move right now. I wish somebody who had a good place would get on their feet and give God, some praise.
Come on, when the praises go up, when the praises go up, when the praises go up, I say when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Blessings are not far away. Blessings are here right now. But when the praises go up, we've got to do something. We've got to let the Lord know that we are excited about what's going on right now. Tell somebody, I might not be living where I want to live. I might not be driving what I would like to drive. I might not have all the money I would like to have. I might not be eating what I would desire to eat. But I thank God that I'm here. And if I couldn't say a word, I'll just wave my hand. Come on, when the praises go up, when the praises go up, well, what you gonna do about it? Praise, I gotta praise. I gotta praise, gotta praise, gotta praise. I gotta praise. Come on. Praise, I gotta praise. I gotta praise, gotta praise, gotta praise. Come on. Come on, Eli, I can't hear you. You might not have the money. You might not have the car. You might not have the home. You might not have the help that you want, but you have a praise. What about this side over here? Is it any praise over here? Is it any praise over here? Come on. Any praise over here? If you can stand, you better stand while you can. Next Sunday, you might not be able to get out that seat. Yeah. My Lord. Hey. Now we feel like Lincoln Park. We had some singing. We had some praying. We had some scripture reading. We had some preaching. Give Elder Hunter a hand. And we had some praise. Don't ever lose your praise. We got to hold on. Keep that fire. And truly, Lincoln Park, the fire is never going to go out. We thank God. Let's give the Eli Ratcliffe Singers for their 49th anniversary. They can't stop singing. They can't quit. All of them may not be there, but they just can't give up and stop. You know why? Because they've got my daddy's last name. They are the Eli. Come on, say it. You're the what? Eli what? You better not stop singing. I hate Eli have to come down here and speak to you in your ear and tell you to keep on doing what you're doing. That's about the way he would do it. He'd get in that soft voice. He'd just take that hand. Oh, don't worry about this. Y'all just keep on doing what you're doing. We know that everything is going to be all right. So all of you that are here today, we're going to ask everyone to stand. If there be one that desires to accept the Lord Jesus, we heard in the message about a motorcycle, I almost say a game, but a club, the soul seekers. And we got trustee here. We got a chairman of the deacon board. The name of their motorcycle club was the Soul Seekers. But now they are in a church where our main objective is winning souls. And as a matter of fact, by the end of next month, we're going to unveil and the first premiere of the history of this church and the founder and our pastor of 55 years, Bishop Eli Ratcliffe Jr., from the sin of slavery to winning souls for Christ. And that's what we are, our main objective is, winning souls. How many of you glad that you found the Lord and got that salvation? It's free. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. It's a free gift. Is there one that desire to accept the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior? We ask that you come. I'm asking Dr. Sars and Evangelist Waddell, Minister Evangelist Evans, if there be one, come on, accept the Lord Jesus while you have a chance. If there be one that desire to join the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, there be a candidate for baptism, join on a Christian experience, a full membership, the door of the church office, if there be one. If not, we have discharged our duty. We have extended the invitation and we have opened the doors. And at this time, any desire special prayer, just raise your hand. You don't have to come forward. You're going to ask Dr. Saul to lead us in prayer.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we gather here today, Lord Jesus,
yes.
Surviving the change, Heavenly Father. Lord, we know we're here on the 49th anniversary of Eli Ratcliffe Singers, Heavenly Father. We want you to touch them now and anoint them, Heavenly
yes.
Father, to keep their mind to stay set on thee through this tumultuous time, Heavenly Father. We know that during the past 3 years of the pandemic, hallelujah, which has turned into an endemic situation, Lord, that we all have been tossed to and fro, Lord, knowing not which way we shall go. But, Lord, we know that the crack in the sky, Lord, lets us know that we have to follow you, Lord Jesus, because you are the ark and the safety of our well-being, Heavenly Father. Right now, Lord Jesus, touch the families here today, Lord. Let them know they're in the mysteries, Lord, that you are the one who takes them through the change, Heavenly Father. Sometimes change gives your mind that says, I do not want to go on. But, Lord, we know that as long as you keep them in the hollow of your hand, Lord Jesus, they will know that weeping endure for a night. But with this weeping endure for a night, Lord, joy shall come in the morning, Lord. Lord, move right now, Lord, and keep us onward, Lord, to the mark of the high calling in you, Jesus. Because, Lord, we need you right now. Where the world is going through a tumultuous change. The change, Lord, is no longer wars or rumors of wars. The wars are at our doorstep, Heavenly Father. They're no longer rumors of disease, Lord. And we know that disease has a camp all around us right now, Lord. And we know that every day that we walk out, Lord, and breathe the air, Lord, we want to breathe that noodles of life in you, Christ Jesus. So we know that through salvation, which is free, Lord, all we got to do is reach out and touch you, Lord. Right now, Heavenly Father, we put our best foot forward, Lord. All we know we can do is to depend on you. And to depend on you, Lord, we know that every day is a new day, Lord. But, Lord, we know our vision right now to see that day. Because we know the day that will come, Lord, where we know that we have to work while this day because there will come a time where there will be a darkness in our life. And when that darkness comes, Lord, we know that we shall be called by you, Lord Jesus. But in that calling by you, Lord, we want to make sure that we're so close that we don't want to get lost. Right now, Lord, we beg of you, Lord, to touch these young people, Heavenly Father. Touch them right now, Lord. Because in touching them, Lord, you let them know that you are a one who can convert them. Because it's been written through the journals right lately, Lord Jesus, that they're going to be non-verts going into the 22nd century. But, Lord, we know that we shall be the lock, the salt, that shall not lose its flavor, Lord. Because, Lord, I know right now, Heavenly Father, that there is no guarantee but in you, Christ Jesus. And no matter what the social media says, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, no matter what they put out there, we know that the greatest communication went out on Calvary, where Jesus on Calvary communicated, I am here for your sins. So don't even know they have hung me high and stretched me wide, Lord Jesus. He let us know that he is there for the forgiveness of our sins. So each day don't give up. Each day don't give up. Each week don't give up. Every month don't give up. Every year don't give up. And even on your children, don't give up. Because we know the way, we've been there. Through those darkest hours, we can tell them, yes, my child, the dark hours shall come. But I know that when the weeping endure for night, when the joy comes in the morning, I saw the great light of our Lord and Savior, saying, whom is set free? My Lord, Lord, and Savior Jesus is free indeed. But in knowing that we are free, with our minds stayed on thee, today, Lord, bless us, anoint us, Lord, as we leave this place. Cover us with your truth, Lord. And your blood of mercy, Heavenly Father. Because we know sometimes, Lord, we do not know the way, but in you, Lord, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.
Are there any more announcements that need to be made?
So I want to shout out next month, Black History Month. I'm going to be here to tell of our past, our present. First Sunday, we have our female athletes, some that are from long ago and some that are existing right now. So come first Sunday and see our young ladies present these athletes. Second Sunday, I'm told, is Super Bowl. So for that Sunday, we're going to have our male, our young men, our football players. So all of you that weren't here last second Sunday, you missed a great performance by our young men. So they will be back on Second Sunday. So please come out and support them as they portray some of these athletes that are performing today. On Third Sunday, we'll introduce our inventors, our innovators. Come out and learn about them, people that we don't know, that you see things. You know about navigation system, but you have no idea that an African-American woman was the one that got that going. So come out on Third Sunday and learn about them. Then on Fourth Sunday, as our pastor said, we know about the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Come out and be a part of that. Learn about the GOAT, Bishop Eli Ratcliffe, Senior Bishop Eli Ratcliffe, Jr., the true GOAT. So next month, Black History Month, please come out and be a part.
I would like to say to the Eli Ratcliffe singers, thank you guys for trying something different. Thank you guys for coming out and supporting. Thank you guys for always making our anniversary what it is. If it's not for you, if it had not been for you, our anniversary wouldn't be what it is. Also to all the members and friends that came out to help us celebrate, thank you, because we can't do it alone. We thank you for your support. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your giving. We thank you for the time that you took out of your busy schedule just to come by and worship with us. We also thank our pastor. I thank our elder. When I called him and asked him would he speak, he was eager to speak. And I think that's something that we needed to get us to push a little bit harder. Not saying that we don't get the word here, but anniversaries, you want something kind of push. So we got a lot to push today. Also, we want to thank our minister of music, Brother Larte K. We want to thank our drama son. We want to thank our media back there. We want to thank all of them and just everyone. I want to thank you to Eli Ratcliffe singers. You guys did wonderful. For us to be small in number, we still did good. And I'm proud of you, and I thank you for all that you do. And as I always say, I love you guys. We raised $1,579.05.
That's all the officers of the Eli Ratcliffe Singers to stand. The officers. Come on, let's give them a hand. President and Vice President had a couple of meetings and got together, and they did a wonderful job. And I said, yes. Minister of Music, and I was drummer when I was doing that song. I got a praise. I was looking for Sean. I was going to give him the mic and let him carry it, but he was on the drum. For a second, I said, well, maybe I ought to get on the drums and then let him do that. I said, no, I better leave it like it is. But we are surviving, everybody. When the waters are calm, anybody can stand at the helm of the ship when the waters are calm. But when the pandemic came, we're going to have to trust on prayer, praise, and the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. And I thank all of you, all of the choirs, for supporting the church and this ministry. There was a time when we wasn't in here, but the fire has never gone out. So Lincoln Park, let's just keep on keeping on. And I will say this, I must say this, because in that scripture, if you would go back in Genesis 50, and Joseph, it was right after his father had passed, and he went through all kinds of things with his family and all kinds of things, and they put him through this and that, as the elder talked about, but Joseph led them to victory. So I want to tell you, Lincoln Park, it's not about me. I give all the glory and honor to God. But when my dad died, I told you all, I said, I don't have 55 years. I said, but give me 55 months. And in 55 months, we put a new steeple, new roof, new carpet, new pews. We did a whole lot of work to the church, okay, with your help and all. That was with the building and the ground. So now I need another 55 months. But guess what I'm going to be working on? I'm going to be working on the people, the leadership, the deacons, the trustees, the ministers. because the leaders have to do it first. And if you follow what God has given us with this vision, you are going to be, it's going to be beyond your comprehension what God is going to do for 13 Heath Street. I already have the confidence. I've already seen things happen inside the walls, outside of the walls, and I have all the confidence that I need. So let's come together, two or three gather together. He said he would be in the midst. Let's say a special prayer for the daughter of Shalita Chandler, who's in, I think, the university in Winston. We're going to say a special prayer for her as we close. Let's all stand. Heavenly Father, we walk by faith and not by sight. And we know that there's nothing too hard for you. Lord, we don't know the reason for the prayer. We don't have to know the reason. We don't need to know anything except that prayer has been asked for a child of this church. And Lord, this is not the first time we've had to pray for children in this church. And Lord, we know that you are a miracle-working God. We know, Lord, that you can do anything but fail. So, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you cover her under your blood. Lord, we pray healing, whatever needs to be done, God. We know that you can make a way. We pray that your angels will come around her wherever she is, touch her mind, her body, her soul, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we are praying, and we're going to continue to pray without ceasing. Oh, Lord, we know that everything be all right according to your will. So we pray for that family, and we pray for all of the sick, all of those that are not here today that need a special prayer. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this service. We thank you for what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, and for what our heart has felt. This is our prayer. Amen. Lift your hands now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence in glory with exceeding joy. Now to the only wise God, our Lord and Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Let the church say amen. Count yourself dismissed.
Adam, he rests down under there. and breathe the breath of life in my body. I'm there tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody says, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You see me all out and died one time. And I ain't gonna die no more. My soul gonna take wings. I'm gonna fly away. Stop and look back over your life and see how good God has been to you. Do you ever think about when you were laying on your sick bed, how a father came in and moved your aches and pain? I'm sure some of y'all will agree with me tonight, but I looked at heaven and said, thank you, Lord.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problems, but it was already done. He cares, cares for me.
Radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
Hold up. Wait.
Wait just a minute.
The Anointed One.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
It's the number one quartet station in the world, turning up the beat in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Turning up the beat with the pioneers of gospel and new artists around the world is all new on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
I'm gonna
that's under. And I know how praying that you will receive me unto thyself, 'cause I really do need your help. Love, my life depends on you, and all my joy and happiness comes from you. I would be lost with no sense of direction if it weren't for your love and affection. Oh, how I need you here beside me just to guide me. Nobody knows how much I need you just to care for me, to be there for me. Close to you, because I need your hand to hold on to. Cast me not away from thy presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit, don't take it away from me. Created me a clean heart and delivered me from all my sins, 'cause I'm not strong it on my own. I'm calling on you, Jesus. Please don't leave me alone. Oh, how I need you here beside me just to guide me. Nobody knows how much I need you just to care for me. Ever so close to me,
about 15 minutes after the hour. And we want to say we certainly thank you for locking in to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We've got more music coming your way, and I certainly want to thank all of you that tune in each and every day right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. If you love to join us, you can join us 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. simply by going to our public figure page on Facebook, where over 99,000 listeners and viewers have access to tune in, by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. Or you can...
Yeah, all right.
I just stop by. I just stop by here. Man and born of a woman. Father, tell me in just a few days. And after a while, when my name been called, when this old tabernacle done shut down, I gotta move on to my heavenly home. I won't have to worry about getting up in the morning. I won't have to worry about laying down at night. It's gonna be day always. It won't be no more night.
You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
My Jesus is a rock in a
weary land.
Oh, oh.
The rock
right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. He's the rock. And I know that. One more time, one more time. My. Oh, Jesus. I tried him a long time ago. He's the rock. Shelter in the time of a storm. Listen, sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down.
Oh,
sometimes I feel I'm almost to the ground, but he's the shelter in the time of a storm. Tell me that they shine like gold. The devil in hell can't do you no harm.
everything alright? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? That Jesus arrived.
Truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy is with me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing just till you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck.
Get yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand. Don't change a thing until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus takes the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
I feel this one right here.
You know, God is still working miracles. Because he blessed the soul of a little boy in church a short while ago. As the preacher read the scripture of how God can save and heal, he began to feel the spirit and the presence of God in his little soul. He couldn't explain what was happening to him. And all he knew that it was something wrong and something wonderful. And after service, he walked up and gave the preacher his hand. And told him, through your message, my soul was really blessed today. Now later when he got home, still feeling good from the service, he told his mother, he said, Mother, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry right now. She said, Son, come into the kitchen and I'll fix you a sandwich. She reached in the cabinet and took out the peanut butter and jelly. She said, Mother, you really don't understand. She looked at him and said, What is it, son? What is it that I don't understand? He said, Mother, what you don't understand is this right here. He told her, for they shall be filled. He also said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. For such is the kingdom of heaven. He looked at her with tears in his eyes. Now, Mama, you see that you fixed the wrong food for me. He told her,
Don't say words out loud.
Say words.
Words. God what?
Power.
I hear you, everybody. Come on, put your hands together like this. Yeah. All right, Karen, you got it.
So you came and changed my life. Thought I was worth keeping. You cleaned me up inside. Thought I was a devil. Thought I was a devil. Oh. You thought I was a devil.
long time ago. That's when the people really knew the power of prayer. You know they've gotten away, and they don't sing the old song like they used to sing a long time ago. I remember when people would get up and somebody would say this. They would say, oh, man.
Because this is the song that they sing when they carry my mother away. I can see the crowd as they gathered, following the hearse on up the hill. And somebody from the crowd began to sing, oh, near, oh, my God to thee. That's what they were singing. They said, near, near, a little nearer. She was going home and they said it again. Near, oh, nearer, my God to thee. Look like I can see him right now saying, nearer, nearer to thee. And then I heard somebody in a loud voice when they begin to say, oh, fear, a feeling. There is a story in every song that we sing. But sometimes when you listen at a song, listen, songs have been known to lift heavy burdens. But you got to always
act like I want to see it again. I'm here, nearer. Can't you hear me saying, my God, to be, I want to be.
You never know. wanna go. You better get right. But you gotta pray. That's what you gotta do. You'll never know now. My. But the next day he'll pray. You know it may bring sunshine, and then it may bring rain, but you'll never know. You will never know. Brother, let me tell you. Now, when your brother get ahead, you got to pray. Say, our Father, which art in heaven, that hallowed will be thy holy name. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Down here on earth. And if I don't get it, oh Lord, you got to pray a little more. 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 You got to pray a little more.
Without Jesus, hey, you. See you. We're going to have some more church up in here in a minute. Today's a special day for the Mighty Clouds of Joy. 45 years ago, we came in and made our first record in Houston. We're back. I'm not going to do a lot of talking. I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church. Well, I can pray this name, hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, well, I can pray this name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burdens there. I need a church where I can pray his name. I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
Come on, hands.
Church, well, I can pray this name.
Yeah.
opening up his eyes on mine.
Then I went over to the window.
While looking through the shade, once again I had to tell him, thank you, Lord. Let me see another day.
You know the sun was bright and shining.
Wind was blowing
not too strong.
And a treetop just a few feet away. Robin was singing a little song.
I don't know what he was singing.
Pretty soon he was on his way. Who can say he wasn't being grateful? And said, I thank you for another day. Everybody ought to
pray.
Just a few feet away. Robin kept singing that little song.
I don't know what he was saying.
Pretty soon he was on his way. Who can say he wasn't being grateful? And said, I thank you for everybody ought to
pray.
From Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Is God good, saints? Is God good? All the time?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. They better leave me alone. They didn't give me no part on this. I'm mad. I should have a part on this. All up. My stuff. It's your word. Y'all better leave me alone out there. All of my stuff.
What did you come to do?
Praise the name.
get in my soul. I can't stop talking about it.